Art for Lily's Sake, a story by Eugene Carmen. Charles Ainslie, a young American artist, has come to Paris to live the bohemian life of the Left Bank Latin Quarter. However, despite much effort, perspiration, and twisted tubes of paint, his paintings have languished in unwanted stacks, dulled by dust and time. At last, penniless and hungry, Charles drifts into the La Pache Café, speaks hopefully to Jules, the proprietor.
Ah, good evening, Jules.
Oh, bonsoir, Charles. Bonsoir.
A beautiful evening, eh?
Superb, one of the best. Oh, but you, mon ami, you do not look so superb, no. You have about you a look of hunger.
I, Jules?
Oui, Charles. You have perhaps a work and a little money, huh?
Money? Ha! Work? Ha! I am an artist. Painting is my work, my love.
Oui, but it does not fill the stomach so well as sausage, my friend.
And they told me the French were the only true appreciators of art. Where, Jules, is man to find beauty if not in art?
A well-roasted capon, nestling in truffles, steaming...
Oh, Jules, you're breaking my heart. And my stomach thinks my throat's cut.
Mon Dieu!
Oh, not actually, Jules. But your wife's baking sour bread. And I can smell it.
Oui, c'est vrai.
A loaf of bread, an egg or two, a beaker of milk for old time's sake.
Eggs, bread, milk. Those things cost money, my friend.
Oh, money. You have my promise of payment. It's as good as money in the till.
But it does not rattle, not at all. No, Charles, this cafe is run on francs, not promises.
But my dear friend.
Your dear friend, eh?
My very dearest friend. One of the finest gentlemen in all of Paris.
So, last night, it was in all of Montmartre. Tonight it is all of Paris,
and tomorrow night it shall be in all of La Belle France.
And in all of Europe. Phew. I count your IOUs.
Yeah, that's the spindle there.
Someday,
old friends, my paintings will be known all over the world. Fame, fortune, success, all mine. Van Gogh, too, star.
Van Gogh, eh?
Vincent Van Gogh, the great Van Gogh. His paintings are worth millions. He had a soul like mine.
But where is he now, this Van Gogh?
Dead.
Oh, starvation, eh?
No, he's dead because he... because he died. Confound it, isn't that why most people are dead?
Yeah, tiens, you painters are all alike. You starve, and what for? A tube of paint you cannot eat, and a canvas that won't even keep the rain off.
Painters are men with souls.
And no money. Here are 33 of your IOUs.
33 IOUs. At most 300 francs. At the exhibit, one, just one of Paul Cézanne's canvases sold for $150,000. Dollars, not francs.
Yeah, I do not see his name on these IOUs.
But my day'll come, Jules.
Can you convince the dairyman of that? He is a mean fellow and demands money for his eggs and milk. No francs, no eggs.
He's a man without a soul.
My friend, but with a stomach, huh? It is an amazing monument to good eating.
You would have me trade my soul for his stomach? No.
Soul, stomach, so far. But I won't see you starve, mon ami. One egg I will lay on the altar of art.
You'll be paid 1,000 times over,
Jules. Oh, Mary, one egg yesterday's. One slice of bread from the old loaf.
And a beaker of milk, Mary, fresh.
I owe you 10 francs. Sign it.
Gladly, Jules. You're a scholar and a gentleman, and not very bright. Oh, Lily.
Charles, my dear Charles. And my very nice Jules.
Oh, bonsoir, mademoiselle Lily.
Oh, you've been working hard, Charles. I can see it. There are circles under your eyes.
And wrinkles in my stomach, beloved.
Oh.
But Jules is about to repair that.
Oui, and it is softening of the brain, not of the art. Painters, that. I groan beneath the mountain of his debt.
Oh, but he will do great things one day. Oh, I'm sure he will.
There you are. Positive proof of my genius.
Voila, the egg, the bread, the milk. I'm a madman, but eat. Eat and paint.
A meal for a king. I'll do a painting as good as Van Gogh at his best.
Oh, you Van Gogh again.
Oh, greater than Van Gogh, you.
Much greater, Jules.
Oh, and then we will get married, Charles and I. We will travel every place where it is beautiful. Germany, Spain, Italy, perhaps even America, who knows. And Charles will paint.
And we'll take you and Marie with us to cook. You'll cook, and I'll eat and paint. Just the things I like. Landscapes, rolling fields of grass. And flowers. Lovely pastoral scenes.
Oui, with a cow. I go now to see if I have enough to pay the dairyman.
A cow, Jules, just for you.
And a tree for Fifi, Charles.
And a tree for Fifi. But not if she bites my leg again. Say, look where you're going.
Now that nice way to talk. Look where I'm going. Imagine me looking where I'm going. It's an insult.
Oh, go away, please. You are drunk.
Well, that's what I said, ain't I?
Now, look, old fellow, run along. I'm busy eating. There's a spot I want you to visit with me tomorrow, Lily. A place with the same...
Drunk, I'm drunk. drunk. I'm a drunk.
Yes, we know it.
Oh, you know what?
That you're drunk. Now beat it.
Who said I was drunk? Who said that?
Oh, please don't go away.
He said I was drunk. That's what he said. And for for saying that, I'm
going
to...
If you knock my dinner on the floor, I...
Now, good.
My egg, my milk, you take that. Nellie, don't come crashing into my studio like that. Look what you've made me do to my painting. It's ruined.
Oh, I do not care. You do not care. It is marvelous. We are going to America. We are going to be millionaires.
What is all this?
Oh, you are going to be famous. Everywhere will be your paintings. Oh, I cannot believe it. It is all so wonderful.
Lily, calm down. Have you gone mad?
Oh, no. Crazy with joy.
Well, crazy anyway. What set you off?
You remember that man? That drunk you hit in the face at Jules last night?
Didn't you tell me the gendarmes were after me?
Oh, no. He come to Jules this afternoon to apologize for being drunk and spoiling your dinner.
He should. That dinner cost me my last IOU.
Oh, he's a very rich man, Charles. And he has come to Paris to find a painter. One just like you. He will pay him all thousands of dollars. And Jules showed him your painting.
My sainted aunt's bustle. What then?
He has taken them back to his hotel to look at them. And if he likes them, oh, just like that, you're famous. And live in a house with a bathroom.
He's an American?
Yes, a very rich American. He owns buildings and machines and things.
But what the devil does he want with a painter?
I do not know. He told Jules he must have one to paint for him all the time. Jules says you'll be very rich and pay him your IOUs, all of them.
Something tells me I should take all this liberally salted. I'll bet I never hear from the man.
Oh, but you will today. I have it on the word of Jules.
Then we'll wait right here. If my countryman really has something to offer, well, you know what it'll mean to us.
Oh, I do, Charles. Marriage in America for us. And no more IOUs for you.
Marriage, yes. If he accepts me, we'll get married right away.
No, it is all so wonderful. Too wonderful to believe, Charles. And you can paint just the things you want to paint. Beautiful landscapes, lovely shadows and green trees.
Art, Lily. I can be a true artist, painting for the joy there is in beauty. I'll never think of dollars. Commercialism will never darken my door.
Oh, you shall, Lily. It has come, it has happened. The great day is here. The American, he is going to take Charles to America.
Jules? Kiss him, Lily, while I put on my hat.
Oh, you mean it, Jules?
He has sent for Charles. He is to come to the Hotel Crillon at once, right away.
Kiss him again, Lily, and let's be on our way.
The IOU, Charles.
Tie a pink ribbon around them. I'll pick them up tonight.
Come in.
Mr. Beezer?
Mr. Ebenezer B. Beezer, at your service. Come in and sit.
I'm Charles Ainsley. Jules said you wanted to see me.
Oh, the artist. Oh, yes, you do beautiful paintings, my boy. I'm a connoisseur, I know. Beautiful paintings.
Thank you.
Yeah. They're exactly what I want, just exactly the very thing. They're quiet, restful, pastoral. You won't mind if I keep right on polishing up this safe, will you?
No, go right ahead.
Yes, I've got a customer coming up pretty soon. I'm going to sell it to him.
Gee gods, did you drag that thing over here from America?
Oh, not me, my boy. I spent too many years on the road selling safes to worry about those things myself. That's what moving companies are for.
Moving companies?
Betcha. They packed it up and shipped it over here for me without a scratch. And they'll take it back, too, if I don't sell it.
You're in the safe business, eh?
Yes, sir. There it is on the door. Beezer's big little safe. Burglar, dynamite, and foolproof. Just the thing for the home or office, an attractive piece of furniture, or at the home anyplace.
Yes, nice. It's very nice, but... But about me, I mean my work, where do I fit in?
Well, you fit into the Beezer Big Little Safe.
What? What has the Beezer Big Little Safe got to do with me, my career? I am an artist.
And a dang good one, if you don't mind a compliment. You'll be the best one the Beezer Big Little Safe Company ever had. Yes, sir.
Yes, but I don't believe I understand yet. I do landscapes, wood scenes, rivers, meadows.
Yes, sir, I'll say you do. Just the kind of thing Ebenezer B. Beezer wants. Real art.
Well, I'm glad of that, but what do you want them for? Surely you don't own a museum.
Museum? Oh, no, my lad. I should say not. The Beezer Big Little Safe Company is enough for me to handle.
Then what in heaven's name do you want with my paintings? What am I supposed to paint?
These are big little safes, my lad. You see the landscape on the door of this one? Lovely, isn't it? Well, that's what I want you to do. Paint landscapes on the doors of Beezer Big Little Safes. Now, I'll pay you $400 a month.
You want me to do paintings like that on the doors of safes?
Yes, sir. Little landscape gems just like that.
And I came to Paris because here was beauty. Here was appreciation. Here was art. Art for art's sake.
Yeah, but art for $400 a month.
Makes it art for Lily's sake. Give me a rag, Mr. Beezer. I'll help you polish that Beezer Big Little Safe.